not that I don't want you here. Yeah, yeah. It's something about the way you stare into my eyes. I know that I don't make things clear.
Oh. Hello, and welcome back. We are two chicks.
I'm Nina.
And I'm Robin.
In today's podcast, we are talking about Rieslings.
Num num.
Yes.
Maybe.
Num nums.
We'll see.
You'll like it. You know, on our brown bag challenge, that was one of the wines that Kim actually chose for us. And we starting off this new year with some different wines, different palates. Rieslings, they can be sweet, but they also can be dry. So, Robin, you may actually like one of these.
If it's dry.
Well, you may actually like one of the sweet ones. You never know.
You never know.
And this podcast is about trying new wines and just experiencing.
Experimenting.
Yeah.
Experimenting. I haven't even had any wine yet.
I know. We're just getting off work, so.
Yes.
I think we feel a certain way.
Work brain.
Well, yeah. Work brain.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
And it's January. And I know a lot of people are doing, like, dry January. I never knew that existed until recently.
No, that's stupid.
I'm like, who does not drink during 1 month, you know?
Well, then when they go back to drinking in February, it's just going to be like a shit show.
Basically.
So, it's going to be like one drink, be like, eh.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I guess somewhere down the line, maybe we'll do a podcast on what do they call those wines? No alcohol, non-alcoholic ones?
So sparkling grape juice?
Basically.
Like Welch's sparkling grape juice. And then here's what you can add to it to make it
taste a little
a nice
better.
Cocktail.
Yes. Okay. So we got all four of our Rieslings from Habersham Beverage.
Yep.
And different prices. Of course, you know, the premise of the show, if this is your first time actually listening to Two Chicks Whining, we actually like to drink wine that's under $10. So $9.99 usually is our limit. What's wrong?
Sorry, keep going.
Okay, $9.99 is our limit on what we'll spend on wines. And yes, you can find some good wines that's under $10. I believe so.
I believe so too.
And there's a good variety of wines out there that you can get for $10. Mm-hmm. Grocery stores, I know a lot of people think, oh gosh, grocery stores have the worst wines, but
sometimes they have the best wine.
I know.
And the best deals.
And the best deals. Yes. Mm. And we are all about a deal.
Yes, ma'am.
On Two Chicks Whining. So, let's try some Riesling, Robin. Which one you want to try first?
Well, we've got four different ones.
Okay, so we have two dry and two regular, I guess, Rieslings.
Yeah.
I know they started in Germany, but these are all actually, are they all from
Washington?
Oregon?
Washington. Where's Columbia Valley?
I think that's Oregon. Is that Oregon?
Washington.
Washington.
Oh.
And?
Tiebreaker.
Where's that one?
I don't know. It has no home. California.
California. Okay. Well, all these are U.S. As you know, if y'all listened to our last podcast when we did the brown bag challenge, Kim actually got us one from Germany. The Riesling was from Germany.
Which a Riesling grape is from Germany.
Originally.
So yes. It is like a German
right.
Grape.
Yeah.
Nine.
Okay.
The only word I know.
The only one I know. Oh, no. Avita Singh.
What is that?
Goodbye.
Oh.
Farewell. So long. Avita Singh goodbye.
Oh, that's what they say?
Yeah,
oh
from Sound
gosh.
Of Music.
I thought they just said something mumbling. And I kept saying.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I know. How many times have you watched it?
Oh, a million.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure there's other things I didn't catch on to.
And they say some German. They say some German words in it. I can't. To you and you and you. I can't sing. But anywho.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. So which one are we going to try first?
Let's try the cheapest one first, which
I think it was $6.99 was the cheapest one.
Nope.
Which one?
Two Vines.
Was $5.99?
$5.99.
Okay.
And this is a refreshing wine. It's supposed to have peach and apricot flavors.
Okay. So this is the white fruit flavored
wine. The white fruit. Characterized by the white fruit. Yes, 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 yes.
White fruit.
Well, I mean, the insides are white. You know, it's like, whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, right. All
right. Ooh, it smells good. It
smells kind of peachy. Peary?
Pears.
Mm, pears.
Honey. I smell honey.
Mmm.
Oh. That's not bad at all.
No, actually. The aftertaste is
refreshing.
And that's what it just says. It says, a long, cool fermentation gives this wine its fresh taste.
And I think also with Rieslings, they tend to be more acidic. So I think the majority of them are acidic, but this one is really good.
No, I like this a lot, actually.
And that was the cheapest one.
That'd be good for, like, summertime with, like, a nice salad.
Oh,
some bread.
Mm. Some cheese.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that.
It's lemony, too. Do you taste the lemons in it?
Yeah. I don't taste the apricot, though.
I do taste lemons, though. That's good. Two Vines.
I like Two Vines.
And like I said before, we got these actually at a local packaged liquor store in Savannah. But I'm sure you can probably find this anywhere.
Anywhere. Got a nice bottle shape.
Yeah. That was good.
I gotta finish it. Can you taste the apricot?
No,
you can.
And the lemon. You don't taste the lemon?
Not so much.
That's good.
Do you say apricot or apricot?
Apricot. Mm-hmm. But I'm from the South. Mm-hmm. And you're from the Midwest.
All right. So that's $5.99.
Okay.
Next is, well, this one doesn't have a price tag, so we don't know.
I asked you, did you put a price tag?
I did. I think it fell off. I don't know.
Okay.
Vault.
So Two Vines was just your regular Riesling. So the next one is
it's Fetzer. Fetzer from Monterey.
And that's a regular Riesling as well.
Yep. It's more towards the medium sweet than the medium dry.
Okay.
And
that one was $6.99.
Okay, so this one's the most expensive.
Okay, so the Chateau Saint-Michel.
Saint-Michel.
Michel.
Oh, producer My has to get in on the action.
He's late. Robin, why are you hammering stuff?
I don't know.
Kim, I think you would like that one. The Two Vines.
Yeah, the Two Vines is good.
It's good.
All right.
So the Snob, does the Snob like it?
I agree.
Snob agrees. Shockingly.
Wait, he's not the wine snob anymore. You're the wine snob.
No, I am the wine enthusiast. It's a difference.
No.
Yes, yes. I'm a...
We did not agree to that title at the time of the winning. So you are the wine snob.
They haters.
Until we deem you otherwise.
They're just jealous because I know my wines, my cheap wines.
We need to do this again. Yeah. I demand a do-over.
You want to do, Kim, you heard that? She want to do a do-over.
I want a do-over. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And we all have to be quiet. This is like, it's going to be a silent taste testing. So then we all can't get in each other's heads.
She allowed Calvin to get into her head.
No, Calvin stole my answers.
But you were still wrong.
I know, but I would rather be wrong by myself than along with someone else. Let me own my wrongness.
Like I said, I'm the enthusiast.
Snob.
Enthusiast. I read a lot. And I drink a lot. Wine.
So you're a nerdy snob.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
All right.
Okay, so.
Fetzer.
Fetzer. Are we pronouncing it correctly?
Fetzer. Maybe the T is silent. Fezzer. Fezzer.
Did you take German?
No, I did not, actually.
You took French. You still know how to pronounce one.
I'm going to surprise you one day.
That's a little sweeter.
Yuck. Nope.
It's not bad.
Oh, no, I do not,
not
like
bad.
That.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
I don't like that one.
It's not bad. It's more of a traditional Riesling, I believe.
Yeah. Like that blue bottle of Riesling, like the relax. Yeah. It's sweet like that, and I don't.
But that wine, Fitzer, would be perfect for someone who likes the traditional, I guess.
Like Moscato and like the sweet.
Yeah,
ones.
That would be more towards your Moscato lover.
Yeah.
It's not as sweet as Moscato, though.
Right.
But it has a touch of sweetness to it.
It's a little too sweet for my liking, though.
Really? It's not dry enough.
Yeah, I need it dry and like.
It, to me, it not doesn't sweet. Taste as acidic compared to Two Vines.
Yeah. No, that's true. It's more sweet. This was more, you know, when I was little, what I thought wine was supposed to taste like?
What?
Vinegar. Because it was like the same
bad
color.
Wine that goes bad does taste like vinegar.
Like when it's in a glass, sometimes red wine looks like red vinegar, you know?
No, I never thought that.
And I thought like martinis were supposed to taste like olive juice, but they don't.
No, they're strong.
That was my, like, that was very disappointing for me as an adult.
Really?
Yeah. So I have to have them,
so
like.
How old were you when you had your first, like, drink of alcohol? You were, like, the legal age?
No, I was, like, 15.
Oh, okay.
Don't tell my mom.
She's listening.
I know.
She know.
No, it was watermelon vodka.
The Ciroc?
No, Smirnoff. Ugh. And I, like, chugged it. And then I was, like, probably borderline alcohol. What is it called?
Poisoning?
Yeah.
Do you remember? Are you blacked out?
No, I remember it. I was sick as a dog. It was awful.
Oh.
Yeah. Now I can't do like artificial watermelon, really.
Really?
Except for those gummies. Those gummies are good. I can do those.
So you could do some gummies soaked in some alcohol, probably. Jello shots. It probably ruined you for Jello shots, too. No?
No. I can do Jello shots.
Like, oh.
All day.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Well, like I said, this one is good for our listeners who probably want something a little sweeter, closer to Moscato. It's not as sweet as Moscato.
Yeah.
But
it's on the sweeter side.
Yeah.
That would be good with.
It's not too like bad. Don't like crackers. Don't listen to Robin because you know she doesn't like any Moscatos or anything like
that. I can't help it. I love sweets. I don't like sweet wines.
That's, you know why your palate probably is like that, because you grew up on a commune and you didn't get to drink Kool-Aid.
I did not drink
as a child.
I did not grow up on a commune. I just start telling people that. Yes, I did. Yes.
But you didn't grow up drink. You, Robin, I tease her about this all the time. But she did not have like the type of childhood where you ate a lot of junk food.
Yeah.
So that could have something to do with your palate.
Probably why I just eat tons of junk food now.
But she didn't eat a lot of like candy and just like artificial sugars and sweeteners. Or
my mom homemade everything.
Yeah. So you're not. But so she's not really used to it. And I think that's maybe why you're not really big on sweeter drinks. Could that
maybe
be it?
But I love soda.
Yeah, but you drink Diet Cokes or Diet Dr. Peppers. It's not like you drink in, like, a regular Coke. Or
isn't that weird? I'll go to, like, the grocery store and I'll get, like, tons of candy. I'll be like, I need a Diet Coke as well.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's like when you see
it's
somebody.
It's going to bounce it out.
Like, when you go and you see somebody order all this food. And, oh, can I get a Diet Coke? I'm like, it's
exactly. When I worked at the movie theater, people were like, oh, I need a large popcorn, some Sour Patch Kids, Reese's Pieces, all this stuff. And they're like, and a Diet Coke. And I'm like, you should probably just drink water. It's probably better for you.
Exactly. But yeah, so, I mean, that could be why your palate is so finicky towards.
It's because of the commune.
Did you drink Boone's Farm when you was 15?
No. When I was 16, we got Franzia.
Franzia is not sweet, though.
No. Well, the blush one is kind of sweet.
Well, it's not as bad.
But, I mean, in college, I drank a ton of Moscato. We had a friend who loved Moscato, and so we'd get the big bottles of Moscato,
right,
and we would just drink it to get drunk. But, I mean, that was our end goal. But to just drink wine, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to just sip on Moscato.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
That's what I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying a word.
Whatever. You sip the poison off of your mom's drink. So I
sure
did,
but I was drinking Chablis.
There is a difference.
There is a difference. Okay.
All right.
So what's next?
The next one, which I like this bottle. It's fun. Pacific Rim.
It has a dragon.
It you didn't even notice that until I said something.
I know. I didn't.
It's got a nice dragon in the middle of the Great Pacific Northwest.
So is a lot of Riesling produced out there?
Because
of the environment or?
That's a great question. I don't know. Oh, wait. No, let me tell you. It says on the box. The back. But. Okay. It says, blah, de, blah, de, blah. Washington's ideal growing conditions and minerally driven soils are just some of the reasons why we love our home state and why they produce Riesling there.
So, I guess.
So, I'm going to pour it. I'm going to see if you can smell what it says on there since you're the wine snob.
This cheese is good. Robin actually went and got the cheese this time.
And it's actually good cheese. Last time I got cheese, I was just like, meh.
She's learning.
I got Javiarte.
Javiarte.
And then a Chipotle, what was it called? Bella.
Bellavanto.
Bellavanto? Bellavanto. Whatever. Bellavanto.
I said Bellavanto.
It's
That's
good.
What the girl at Kroger's told me.
It's nutty, and it's more of like a hard cheese.
You know, we had the bourbon, right? And then we do the Merlot, Bellavanto.
Oh, yeah, we did the Merlot. Because I was going to buy the bourbon one, and I was like, I don't know if that's a good idea.
We had the bourbon one. Mm-mm. Which one did we have? We had them twice.
Oh, maybe we did. No, we had Merlot, and the Merlot one was very good. All right, what do you taste? What do you smell?
I don't know about this one. It smells like furniture polish.
It tastes like furniture polish. Oh, shoot. I don't. Okay, so it says you should
this be able to. This tastes like that Pinot Grigio that you like. That's what it reminds me of that.
I went home and drank the rest of that. I was like, meh. I was like, I have to work tomorrow. I got
That's
to work.
That
and
tastes
like.
That tastes like that.
It's
Pinot Grigio.
Aromas of white flowers and white peach. With fresh acidity and dry finish. It's the driest one we have right now, I think. I think this is the driest one.
I can't place it.
Oh, look, it's gluten-free and vegan-friendly.
Oh, Calvin, you
Calvin,
love that.
Calvin, you
it's,
can have
you
this
can
one.
You can have this one. It's vegan.
I don't think all the other ones are vegan. Well, I don't know.
Is
because
all wine vegan?
If the bees harvested, like, the honey that went into the... if we're going to get technical about it. Right? Because vegans don't even do...
I thought they do honey.
Bee stuff, right? But bees are like, you need them to survive on the earth. They pollinate everything.
Yeah. I don't know. It's dry.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that Pinot Grigio.
It's like the driest one. I don't know what that's
called. No, that one is dry too.
Yeah. No, this one's like at the end of the spectrum, and this one's kind of like at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a favorite right now.
I thought you liked the two vines.
I think, yeah, I mean, that's the top of my list. But, like, everything else is kind of just tying for, like, last place.
What, Robin, we only tried three, so. I mean.
Yeah, so these two, the Pacific Rim and then Fetzer, they tie for last place.
That Pacific Rim actually, to me, tastes like a Pinot.
Isn't that a movie with Idris Elba?
Was he in that?
Yeah.
You know all the movies that he's in. You love him, don't you?
He's my hall pass.
Your husband agreed to that?
He will.
Yeah, when you sign the divorce papers.
No, because his is Natalie Portman, so it's fine.
Really?
It always has been. Like,
you kind of favor her.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you do.
Maybe if I lose like 100 pounds.
No. You do kind of favor her. So he has a type.
Brunettes. Mm-hmm.
What was that?
A ghost. My nightmare is coming true. Okay. So.
That's not my number three.
Yeah. No, Fetzer is my number three. That's my number two.
No, that's my number three.
Number two.
Okay, come on.
Let's move on to the Chateau Saint Michel Vintage 2017.
Okay.
What were you doing?
And I think maybe that also, because that has a screw top, maybe you think that.
Maybe. Because I feel like they've said, I don't know. I didn't read enough today. I was busy working.
This smells the same.
Oh, it does. I think all the dry ones.
Elegant dry Riesling. That's more acidic to me.
Oh, I like that. I like that better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's probably my number two.
That one?
Yeah.
That's my number two. And then Pacific Rim.
No, I mean, my number one is Two Vines.
Right.
And my number two would be the Chateau Saint Michel. And number three would be Fitzer. Mm-hmm. And then my last one would be Pacific Rim. We can agree to disagree.
Yes. We have before.
Yeah. But that's what I like.
Oh, that's like two pieces.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And so that's a California one?
Yep. And straight from Mendocino.
And that one was
oh, wait, no. This one's, Fetzer is the.
California?
This one's from Washington.
Washington. That's good.
I need to go to Washington.
State? What part?
Wherever the wine is. I'm just going to go visit all these places and just.
Well, that's the purpose. Now, you're going to see your mom in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives in Bloomington, Indiana. And y'all going to go to visit some wineries in that area.
Yeah,
right?
Apparently there's a couple. Okay. So we'll see. She says that there is a Moscato at one of them that is really good.
Oh, so you got to bring that back so we can try.
I might have to ship it because I'm not checking a bag.
Robin.
What if it gets, I have connecting flights. It could get lost.
Okay.
And then my clothes will be lost and then your wine will be lost.
Okay. So we're just going to bring back at least one wine from your wine visit so that we can try.
I'll get it shipped.
We like regional wines. It's good to try something that's, you know.
Different climates.
Different climates. Because that can affect the taste of the wine.
I think we saw that with those Georgia wines. Mm-hmm. There was a different flavor. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of them had muscadine, which
was not bad at all. No. And I told somebody that because they was talking about
it. I really liked it.
They don't like, well, I don't like muscadines. I don't like muscadine grapes.
I love them.
But, and I'm not really crazy about muscadine wine. But that one was a really good muscadine.
Wow. I really liked it.
Yeah.
I feel like back in the Midwest, you don't see muscadine wine ever or at all.
Right.
Because I never heard about it until I lived in South Carolina. Right. And then
so
tried
you came
it.
Down south.
Right. Uh-huh. Because people grow muscadines. Uh-huh. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah. And Scopanogs.
And what? Oh, isn't that the?
It's another type of grape that's down south.
I like those. Didn't Tanya?
But you don't eat the skin, though.
Oh,
you're not supposed to.
Why?
I don't know. It's just something that just don't eat the skins. I don't know.
Hmm.
If somebody know, please email us. And let us know.
Is it poisonous?
No.
It does.
Oh, well, Calvin says it scratches your throat. I don't know. I don't like scorpions or muscadines. I just eat regular grapes.
I feel like Tanya had some of them, and I ate the skins. I'm still here to tell it. I'm alive.
You just didn't know better.
I guess not. I don't remember it being scratchy, but maybe it was. I think they're just thick.
They're thick, so you just eat around it and then spit out the seed.
Oh, that's just too much work. That's like sunflower seeds.
You eat them?
Yeah. I'm like, whatever.
So you're like one of these people to eat the whole shell of shrimp.
Ew, no, I can't do that.
There's people who do that.
I can eat like the skin to like a kiwi. That's fine.
That's hairy.
Yeah. You eat peach.
Sometimes. Sometimes I actually peel mine. It just depends. Sometimes I would peel them and eat them that way.
Mm.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
That is true. It's really furry.
Yeah.
I haven't had a kiwi in a long time. Yeah. We should find a wine that has kiwi in it. Is that like an Arbor Mist mix?
Like, probably so. Do they even sell Arbor Mix?
Yes.
In the store anymore?
Yeah, at Kroger. Oh. It's like on the top shelf. I'm like,
do you remember the first time you had it?
Yeah, it. Yeah. Because it was super sweet, and we were all like, ooh, it tastes like juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like those wine coolers. Yeah. It reminds me of that. Like my senior year of high school, like the night before we were supposed to graduate, we had like a camp out at my friend's house and we had wine coolers.
I bet y'all was big time.
We were hungover for a graduation.
What you had? Bartle and James?
Huh?
Bartle and James.
Is that who makes it? Oh, what are you talking about?
That's the name of a wine cooler.
No, well, like wine cooler brand?
Yeah.
And it's got like the
maybe you had Seagram's.
I think it was Seagram's. Yeah.
I'm telling my age. There used to be a commercial, Bartles and James.
Oh, yeah. No, it was Seagram's, I think.
Because my mama used to drink them.
Yeah. If I think. Yeah. I mean, they were good when you're like 18 years old.
Robin, there's people who drink them now. And they shouldn't. Kim, you heard her talking about you.
Sorry. Sorry, Kim. I'm just kidding. Well, I poo on Moscato and she likes Moscato, so I'm sorry.
Okay, that's not wrong. I'm
just digging a hole for myself. Fine, whatever.
Yeah, but anyway.
That's like so, people who drink Smirnoff Ice. I'm sorry. Mm-mm.
There's a lot of people who drink it. But the same thing could be said about, what's the new thing? Those hard seltzers or whatever.
Oh, like the spike seltzers, yeah.
Spike seltzers. A lot of people are into those now.
I like the the Bon and Viv ones. Those ones are really good.
Okay. And now, you know, 10 years down the line, some Generation Z is going to be checking y'all about drinking those hard seltzers.
We're probably all going to have liver problems. And they're going to be like, well.
You know,
that's why you just buy LaCroix and put a little vodka in it and just call it a day.
That's all it is, basically.
Yeah. And you can make it as strong as you want. No 4% over here. It's more like 11. I'm just kidding. Anyways.
Yeah.
Back to the wine.
Yes. So far, what you said your favorite was?
I like the Two Vines.
That's number one.
Do we need to go back around just to make sure that everything's...
Yeah, let's take a...
Ship shape.
Yeah. All and right. How much alcohol is usually in Riesling?
I'm going to say... Oh, that was a lot. Sorry.
That's all right.
Like 11. Let's see. 11.5.
You know, on that Chateau... Wine snub. That Chateau Saint Michel, I can taste the honey in the back of my throat.
Can you?
Yeah. After I had like a swallow of it, I can taste the honey... You didn't? I can.
Kind of, yeah. Actually.
So that is actually really, really good. I think I would buy that again.
That one's my second favorite. Okay, Two Vines is still, it's sweet, but it's still.
It's not overly sweet.
No. Definitely still takes place of number one.
Yeah.
Sour.
I don't know. I like that one, though.
Citrus. I do like the Two Vines.
I guess it depends on if you're, like, a grapefruit person. Like, I can drink, like, 100% grapefruit juice and love it.
Oh, yeah.
It's refreshing. So, I guess, you know, it depends on what kind of...
Your palate.
Your palate is. Do you like citrus?
Yeah.
So
it's like when you're little. Like, when I was little and I had grapefruit juice, I thought it was disgusting. Because, like, you want something sweet.
Yeah.
But, like, as an adult, I'm like, I can... a whole like gallon of
100%
yeah like
grapefruit
and I
juice.
Love eating grapefruit. I don't even need to put sugar on it.
Me either. Yeah. Like I went to Aldi's the other day and they had some grapefruit marked down. Yeah. Oh, that one kind of reminds you of that?
Sauvignon Blanc?
Yeah. So Calvin said the Chateau Saint Michel reminded him of a Sauvignon Blanc, which I love.
Wait, have we done those yet?
Not yet. They're coming.
Like
do you like Sauvignon Blanc?
Yes.
Okay. So did you like that 19 Crimes that Kim had pulled the wool over your eyes with?
It wasn't my favorite, but.
You didn't like that?
All, okay, oh my gosh. So we were testing so many different wines. So if I was testing Sauvignon Blancs, that might be my top one. You know, like in a variety of different wines, I was pulled towards
that,
a Pinot.
That white wine that I had this weekend, it's just a French table white wine. It was so good.
What the one that
I took, I don't know how to pronounce it. It was the one that I posted on my Instagram page.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That one was really good. It was dry, but it was good. And it was a white wine, just like a French table white wine. And see, that goes to show you that you actually can buy good white wines under $10. Mm-hmm. French white wines under $10. So you don't have to spend a lot of money, you know.
To get that quality.
Get that quality.
It's quality over quantity.
No.
Doesn't really work for wine. No, never mind. No. Anyways.
But I'm just saying, like, sometimes it's good to go to a wine shop or a store and choose a wine that you never had before.
Right.
And, like, I never had that type of white wine. So, and I asked the guy, Jim, who actually works at Habersham. He's awesome. He always helped me every time I go there to, you know.
Pick out wines
and stuff.
That is good because I feel like a lot of people, including me, when I go and get wine at the store, I usually am pulled towards, you know, Pinot Grigios because I know that I like
because you know
those.
That's what you like.
Right.
Right.
Or Pinot Grigios because I know. But, like, I feel like it helps to know because we're trying all these other wines. If I was, listening to a wine podcast, I'd be like, you know what? I should venture outside of the box and try.
Well, see, that's my thing.
Dry Riesling.
Yeah, that's my thing. I always try something different.
Right.
I don't always stick with the same type of wines. And I may not always buy the same brand as well.
Because
if I see something that's on sale, it's under $10, I never had it.
Right.
I'll try it. I may not like it. Because that's happened where I found wines that I tried, I didn't like it, and I mean, I didn't let it go to waste.
Got a cool label.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, once, like, you're halfway through the bottle.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Right. You're kind of just drinking.
Especially red wines. And, like, you know, my thing is I'll just throw it in the refrigerator and just drink it that way.
Well, I've got that red wine sitting in my fridge.
From one of our customers.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you waiting on?
I don't know. Time to actually drink it. We were gone last weekend, so.
And Robin was sick, too.
So. I was really sick.
Yeah.
So.
Super Bowl Sunday, you'll drink it. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. After I come home from drinking wine here. Just to crack open that red bottle.
Well, you can always make them spritzers.
I should get some of those, like the ices from. The ice drinks from Kroger and just mix that in there with that.
Make spritzers out of them.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I gotta taste it.
I used to go and get white wine spritzers all the time from Outback. And I mean, sometimes you want something light and refreshing. Mm-hmm. You don't always want like liquor or, you know.
I wonder if I can make it into a frozen sangria, like at.
Play with it. I would.
Mm-hmm. We've got that cool blender. I could do that.
Yeah. Or you can just go to the store, buy some popsicles, and just dip the popsicles in the wine and let that, you know.
Soak it in.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I should make my own wine popsicles.
Why not? And just add some juice to it or whatever else you want.
Some cherries in there.
Cherries and make your own. That's a good idea to do with wines that, you know, you don't really care for and you don't want to.
You don't want to waste them.
I don't want to waste anything that I buy. That's food, wine, clothes, whatever. I don't want to be wasteful. So I always will try to figure out what can I do with this. And that's a great idea.
Popsicles.
Yeah. And, I mean, that could be like one of those nights where you with your girls and you decide, oh, let's have some when you're watching The Bachelor. Or 90 Day Fiancé. Or
Locked Up. I mean, Love After Lockup.
Love After
Lockup. I had to stop watching that for a little bit. It got a little too trashy for me.
Oh, The Housewives. Whatever. Have a girls' night. Bring out the wine that maybe you didn't care for. Maybe your girls will like it.
Or do the thing that, like, the Grove does. They do that what? Champagne with the popsicle in it.
Yeah, and you can get the dollar, I mean, like, the cheap ones from Kroger's. You don't have to buy expensive popsicles.
No.
So, just fancy it up.
I got sensitive teeth. I have to wait till it melts anyways.
Just fancy it up. There's always ways.
I'm going to try that in our blender. It can blenderize ice.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can make, like, a wine slushy, like, at, what is that place called? Rancho Alegre.
Oh, those are so good.
Oh, my God.
I always like to, and they're $5.
And they'll even mix them for you, the white and the.
Mix the white and the red sangria is so good. Mm-hmm. Mm. But anyway, back to the wine. So.
Fetch, sir. The Fetch, I like the Fetzer. No, I didn't like the Fetzer. Never mind.
Do you like it now? Mm. I like the Fetzer. It's a good one. I don't know why you don't.
It's a little too sweet for my liking. It's not sweet. It's too sweet for my liking.
Okay. I like it.
Is that your number two or number three?
That's my number three. Okay. Two Vines is number one. The Chateau Saint Michel is my number two. Number three is Spetzer. And my least favorite is Pacific Rim. I'm sorry. But I think I've had their Riesling, their regular Riesling, and it's not that bad. I just don't want to be dry.
I might have to try it again because maybe it has gone down on my list.
Which one?
Pacific Rim. Wow. I just like the bottle. It's got, like, the dragon in it. I just like it.
Okay. Mm.
It's all Asian-y, but, like, it's from Washington.
Oh, that's spicy. I just ate a part of the cheese. It has the most chipotle.
Oh. Wow. I was like, is that the rind? I'm just going to cut it. It's fine. I think you can eat it because I've been eating.
I mean, you could eat the rind, but it's just got a nice little kick to
That's
it.
all the spices.
Yes. All the spices.
I should get the bourbon one next time. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm. And all the cheeses came from?
Kroger's. And they were, I think they were both $5.99.
Okay. And
that was quite a bit, honestly.
It was. And the crackers are like a rosemary cracker. That's very good. I got that from Aldi's. Mm-hmm. And yes, that was $2.99, which I love Aldi's. If y'all have an Aldi's in your area, gotta love them.
Use it up.
Use them up. And I also got the meat, which was $3.99, which is very cheap for charcuterie. What do you call them? Charcuterie?
Charcuterie. And you always ask me every time. You're like,
I know. I can't never pronounce it correctly. I'm Geechee.
I know.
Oh,
my goodness.
But it's like you get three meats, and there was like $3.99. And you can't beat that.
That's more expensive. Cheap? Like at Kroger, it's like, what, $7, $8?
Yeah. 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 And, I mean, you can get your girls together, try some different wines, and get cheap cheese and ham and just have your own little private wine tasting with your girlfriends.
I tried doing that a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
We all just got really drunk, and that was just, it went out the window. Like, we were supposed to.
What y'all got drunk off?
We all brought a bottle of wine that we've never tried before.
Okay.
And we had cheese and stuff, but we were like, we had to taste the wines and say what we thought we could taste, blah, blah, blah. And kind of like that blind taste testing, but, and at like three wines in, we were just like, screw it. And just kind of.
Why?
Because I was hanging out with like 25-year-olds, you know?
Oh.
This wasn't.
Oh. Okay. Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
Oh, well. I'm an old lady now.
Yeah, you're old lady of 30.
31?
Wow.
I'm 31.
Wow.
Oh, no. Wow. I'm so old.
I know. But this is like a challenge that I want to give out to our listeners. Like, I want everybody to go pick out four inexpensive wines under $10. And I would like your suggestion on what you think that we should try as well. You know?
Yeah, like comment on our posts. Yes. Send us an email. I don't think anyone's email does. No one does email anymore.
What do they do now? comment on Instagram?
Probably.
Okay. We want everybody to comment on Instagram and get some of your girlfriends together.
And have a wine night.
Have a wine night. And just tell us, you know, what was the majority, you know, winner of that wine. And maybe we can go in like a viewer's choice thing.
Yeah.
And everybody can come and maybe we'll have it someplace local.
Yeah.
And they can come and say, hey, these are the four wines from that particular night. And we can taste it and just give our opinion of it. No?
If there's Moscato's, I'll be like, but
Robin.
You know what we should do, though? I mean, that's a great idea. I really like that idea.
What?
We should get every type of wine, one of each. This would be like a night-long affair.
Like what?
Every type of wine that's ever been done. Just line them up and test them.
What? Are you drunk?
No, I'm just saying. I'm not drunk. Well, maybe. I don't know. No, every type of red wine. Well, maybe we should do just whites one night and then reds the next night. Like, and taste test them all.
Just you and I? And Calvin?
And Calvin.
Okay. Okay. All right.
No, but I really like your idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So maybe we should do that. Just, like, we want everybody to, like, have fun with it. Because we're having fun with this podcast, and we just want opinions on, you know, maybe we haven't had a wine that y'all love that maybe we would love as well.
If it's under $10.
If it's, most importantly, under 10.
Don't give us, like, a 700 bottle. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. No. We can't afford that.
What was I just watching? And they got, like, their wine bottle was, like $2,000, and I was like, excuse me?
Really?
Yeah.
What were you watching?
I don't know. But when I was in Charlotte, we went to a bourbon and cigar bar.
Yeah.
And Mike got his drink paid for, whatever. So I went to the end of the bar to order my own drink.
Right.
And
what
they
did
asked
you order?
I just got a Kentucky Mule, because I like Kentucky Mules with bourbon.
Okay.
And they were like, well, what kind of bourbon do you want? And I was just, like, looking all the bourbons, and I knew which one I wanted, but I don't know. I, like, pointed at one. I was like, how much is that one? And they're like, it's $40 a glass. And I was like, excuse me? Just put the larceny in mind. Thank you. He made it really strong, too, actually. But $40 for just, like,
a glass of
it's not even, like, a full glass. It's like
a bloop.
And I was just like, holy. So some guy was buying Mike and Jeremy glasses of bourbon. They were like $22, $25 a glass. And he bought them like two or three glasses.
Wow.
And I was like.
They had some good conversation.
Nah. He looked like Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold? Was it Tom Arnold?
No. Not quite. He didn't sound like Tom Arnold. He looked like Tom Arnold, though. But so this is definitely my least favorite.
Okay.
No, this is two vines, then the Chateau Saint Michel, right?
Right.
And then Pacific Rim for me, and then Feet.
Okay.
And then yours is
two vines. Chateau Saint Michel.
Feet
is Fitzer. That sounds more German. And then Fitzer. The Pacific Rim.
Yeah. So ours are just like one off at the end.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad.
No, because Robin hates sweet wines. Anything that has a little bit of sugar in it.
I can't help it. If I can't chew it and it's not sweet, you know?
Yes. Oops, sorry. Okay, so our next podcast. We're going to actually talk about Rosé Blancs. No, not Rosé Blancs.
No.
Rosé Bruts.
I was like, wait. Yeah.
Brut Rosés or Rosé Bruts, I don't know.
They're very pretty, too.
They are pretty. I can't wait to try some
of them. Me neither.
And I got them all at good prices.
I'm going to go home drunk.
Ha, 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 Kim. Anyway, so that'll be like a Valentine's special.
Kind of early, though.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. It'll be the second. We see if the groundhog come out and tell us how.
Yeah, because I won't be here for the Valentine's one.
No. No. So
we're going to. With my mama.
Yeah, you're going to be tasting some wine up there. And after that one, I was thinking maybe we should try, what would be the next wine?
We should go to a red.
Okay, so like what? Sauvignon, Cabernet?
We already did cabs.
No, we haven't. We did Merlot.
Oh, you're
and
right.
And Pinot Noir.
Okay, so let's do a cab.
Do you like cabs?
Not really, but I can try.
Or do you want to do a red blend?
I have tasted.
Let's do a red blend. Maybe that
one. But
how about red blends? That'd be a little better. It won't be as hard.
No, let's just go for the cabs. Let's just do it.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. There's some good cabs
I'm
out there.
Diving in head first.
Okay. All right. So, yes. yes. So, next episode is Rosé Brutes, mm-hmm. which are perfect for Valentine's Day.
Yes. They're that rosy color. Romantic.
Very romantic.
Roses will not survive in it.
But no, I'd rather have wine than flowers any day.
I think flowers are a nice gesture.
Yeah, it's a nice gesture, but I still rather have wine than flowers. That's just me. A man can show me he cares about me by giving me some wine. Because he would know that's what I like. No?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Okay.
Well, Mike usually gets me tulips, and I love tulips.
Well, he knows what you like.
Exactly.
So, you know, Odie's not going to get me any tulips or wine.
Might get you balloons. Did I tell you the story that Mike got me balloons that one year?
No.
Or, like, I got them from work. I don't know where they came from, but he came home with some balloons, and we went out that night, mm-hmm. and it was Valentine's Day. And we went out, like, out. And then that night, Mike made me so mad. Mm-hmm. And apparently, I, like, came out of the bedroom while he was, like, playing video games. And I took, like, a knife and,
you
like,
what?
I stabbed all the balloons.
You kind of psycho, Robin.
He told me about the next morning. I was like, what's this knife doing on the floor? And he's like, you came out here and you stabbed all these balloons. And I was like, I don't remember that. But
you blacked out?
Well, I was asleep. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Okay, Robin's a little psycho.
I was like, screw your Valentine's Day. He still married me, so it's fine.
Oh, Lord, I pray for Mike.
You gotta have these fun, funny, weird, maybe.
But you didn't remember what you did, though.
No. I don't remember, like.
I don't think I did anything psychotic to Chris.
Well, I didn't do it to Mike. I did it to the balloons.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I don't think I ever done anything.
What? Oh. That would suck.
I don't think that I ever, like, had that much rage, whereas I did something like that.
You guys ever drank a lot together?
Chris and I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did. But not to the point where I'm psychotic.
Well, look at that, like, we.
I don't like to be.
You don't like to be drunk.
I don't like to be drunk, yeah.
Right.
I don't like that feeling.
See, we had never really gotten drunk together until we lived together, until we moved downtown.
Oh, okay.
So most of our, like, fights were stemmed from
drinking.
Yeah. I locked him out of the house a couple times.
Oh. You're crazy, Robin.
I, like, look at him, I'm like, sorry, bye.
No, you did it.
No, I let him back in. No, I did. I did. I locked him out one time, and, like, he, like, just sat there knocking on the window for 20 minutes, maybe.
You crazy girl. I don't know you.
This was a long time ago, like a couple years ago.
I thought I did, but I don't know you.
Well, now you do.
Yeah, you crazy.
I am.
Wow, Robin.
It was a long time ago. And, like, I haven't done anything like that in a long time.
And here I'm thinking you were so sweet and innocent. And you're psychotic.
Oh, I am. I am psychotic. I'm sweet and psychotic.
I wouldn't want to cross you. Even Calvin Shane is in. Like, nope.
I'll stab your balloons and I'll lock you out. sorry.
Okay.
No, this was like, seriously, like, it's 2020, like, maybe 2016.
That 15? Was not that long ago, Robin.
Yes, it was. That was
No, it's not.
That was a long time ago. Okay. I'm not that crazy anymore. Mm-hmm. I've mellowed out.
I doubt that.
Now I just fall asleep at bars.
You black out.
Instead of, like, fighting, I'm just like, And the bouncers are like, you need to go. And I'm like, okay, fine. And Mike's like, you're so embarrassing. I'm like, I know.
It's like two sides to you.
Either extra crazy or tired.
No, it's either extra crazy or crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Robin.
You're too far in now.
It's scary.
Whatever. You're fine. It's scary. Whatever. I'm a sweet individual.
I'm going to pray for you. Lord, deliver.
I need to, like, find Jesus, probably.
You need to drink more rosé wine.
Probably some more Moscato. I would chill out. I'd be more sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Robin. All right.
Thank God he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah, he may surprise you and decide, hey, like, I'm going to listen to this
Robin,
podcast.
Robin, why did you talk about that one time? I'm like, meh. I could have done something otherwise.
But. I know, right?
But anyways.
So, our next podcast, Rosé Brutes.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's on Sunday, but.
Sunday, yeah. So, both of these episodes probably be out next week. So, if you have any questions for us, please hit us up on our Instagram, Two Chicks Whining. That's TWO Chicks Whining. Or email us at twochickswhining@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. That's TWO Chicks Whining. And let us know, especially about your favorite type of under $10 wine so that we can, like, try it and may even have you as a guest on our podcast to talk about it. Why you love it, you know?
If you're local.
If you're local, yeah. Or maybe we could call you in. Maybe we can dial you in, too. So it
our producer
matter.
Says yes.
Yeah. So, and look out for us on YouTube as well, because we will be uploading our shows on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Once our producer gets it right.
Calvin, great. Let us know, Calvin the Great.
Yes, please.
Soon. He said soon. He's really the wine snob. I'm just a wine enthusiast.
No.
I'm a winner. No. I have a competitive nature when it comes to, like, contests and just, you know. I can't help that. I love wine. I'm a wine enthusiast. I drink lots of alcohol.
I'm going to study up for the next one. So when we do it, I'm be like, that's a Moscato. That's a Chardonnay. I'm just gonna line up every single type of wine, and I'm gonna do shots of them, write down the flavors, write down what it tastes like. I'm just gonna
you
study.
Still wouldn't get it, man.
Probably not. I'd be wouldn't. Like, eh,
not.
I still cannot taste different flavors in wine, really? Except like sometimes I'm like, you know what?
You really you just really started drinking wine later in life. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you drink wine when you're 16 and 17, it's not the same because you're not taking it as serious as.
Your goal when you're drinking wine at 16 is to get drunk.
Yeah. So you're not drinking it just to savor the flavors. You're drinking it because you get drunk. I started a little younger than that. So I was drinking it to, you know, say, hey, I've been drinking it longer. That's why.
Right.
But I've only been drinking cheap wine, not expensive wine. So I can tell you some cheap wines, but.
No expensive wine.
No expensive wine. Unless it's on somebody else's dollar. So it's like.
I enjoy. So this is the thing. When I drink wine, I start out just like having sips, watching something, eating some cheese. And then I'm halfway through and then I'm like, I have another bottle of wine. Why don't I just crack that open? And then it just like escalates. And then I'm just drunk.
Then crazy Robin comes out.
And Mike's like, why are you drunk? And I'm like, I can be drunk. It's fine.
Crazy Robin that hides underneath cabinets and jump out and scare people.
What?
What you did to your mom?
What?
Yeah.
What?
When you had your bridal shower.
Oh, I scared my stepdad.
Oh, you scared him. I knew it was somebody. You was hiding in the cabinet. And she jumped out and she scared.
I like got into the cabinet. I was like, bah. That was funny. That was a good time. I'm so excited to see my mom.
That was crazy, Robin.
No, that was not. I did like, they did put a bottle of wine. It was Moscato at the Airbnb, and me and my stepdad split it, and we were both just like, but like,
but you still drinking. But you still was drinking it. You didn't stop drinking it.
Because I think I was already drunk.
Okay.
It was after my bridal shower.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Yes.
So.
Anywho.
Listen out for our next podcast.
Yep.
And we are two chicks.
Whining.
I'll let you have it that time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I sound really good. I have like an angelic voice.
Yeah. I don't know about the angel.
Fine.
That'll be the last time I let you do the whining.
Okay.
Part. But I'll let you
thank
do
you.
It
I don't like
time.
To.
You don't like to do it, do you?
No. I like to sing, but only in karaoke. I should go do that.
You should do the karaoke. Where is it? Vice, our customer
no,
came
Rogue.
In today. Rogue.
Rogue.
Water, which is the dive bar. He came in and was telling us, oh, we have a karaoke contest. You can win $1,000.
But it's not based off of your singing talents. It's
an audience participation. So,
oh, I can get them all in.
Yeah, we should do that one night.
Yeah. Just to see.
Just to see. I want to see.
What would you do if we like?
If you won $1,000?
No, it's like, it's 7 weeks long. What? Yeah. Who does that? That's like American Idol. Anywho.
It's just $1,000.
Yeah, well, I could do a lot with that.
Yeah, me too, but it's just $1,000. You want to embarrass yourself that long?
I hope that one thing that's coming is $1,000.
I hope so, too. Anywho, thank y'all for listening.
Thank you.
We are
two chicks
whining.
Over and out. Over and out. Over and out. We gotta get that down to like how many times.
I want you to be around for this here, this year, next year, every year. You've been here for every tear. You complete me even though I'm whole on my own. I had you on ice like the snow and it's gone. Look, you should slide my way. Be easy on the brakes. Black ice, never catch me slipping, babe. Hop by the extraordinary stay in the AO in LA. Put that snow on Stevie Wonder on.